Element Church, what's up? My name's Jerome. I'm honored to be with you today. And I sit on the board here of trustees and also an overseer. But my greatest connection to Element Church is just getting to know your pastors. I'm so grateful. Our life is forever indebted and impacted as a family, at City Life, in my personal family, in this region. I would not be the leader. I would not be a fraction of who I am today without your pastors, Pastor Scott and Pastor Erica. They are the greatest people on the planet, and they did not pay me to say that. But this is how I defined a friend, is if it's 2 a.m, and you need nails, let's say, and you got to go to the hardware store, but there's only a few open, it's really far away, but you need it for the job, and you can't go, and you got to have somebody to call. Well, who do you call? A friend, of course. But what kind of friend would not hold that against you or use that as leverage that, you know, you got to pay him back or, you know, you get it, the tally, the score. Pastor Scott and Pastor Erica, they are friends that would get you nails at any given time. And they've been people that have helped me when it's the 2 a.m. moments, when life's hard or a text or something. And just grateful for them. And I want to pray for them right now. And I want to pray for Element as we kick off this message that I'll be sharing today. Excited to share the message. It's one that's helped shape my life this past year. God, we thank you for the Hazes. And God, I thank you for Element. I thank you for the impact they're making. Every person watching this, their yes matters forever. God, we pray a blessing on the Hazes, and I pray a blessing on Element Church today, and that you'll use this service to stir us up to share the good news and make disciples. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. You know, it's been said you're either coming out of a good season, you're in a good season, or you're going in a good season. You're either also coming out of a tough season, in a tough season, or, this one hurts, going into a tough season. Well, this last year, we would all admit, it's been a tough season. And the temptation is to just move on, forget the lessons we learn, or not even learn from the lessons that God was trying to teach us. Today's titled, Don't Waste This Past Year, Invest It. Now, if you're tuning in today, I know one thing for sure. You want to live a life that counts, that makes a difference, that knows that we're being used by God and that everything we do is being invested for Him and invested for people. Well, to define a definition of investment is this, is to devote one's time, effort, or energy to a particular undertaking with the expectation of a worthwhile result. So in other words, I am expecting a return later when I invest. It is very hard to invest when the climate of our lives is in the midst of a pandemic, when we have loss, doubt, discouragement. And the reason this is a message I wanted to share today, because this has been a highlight for us this past year, is to learn in the storm that God is wanting me to invest in the midst of the storm and not just always move on, but to lean in. Let's go to Luke chapter 8, reading from verse 11. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. The seed along the path are those who have heard, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. And the seed on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, having no root. These believe for a while and fall away in a time of testing. As for the seed that fell among thorns, these are the ones who, when they have heard, go in their way and choked with worries, riches, and pleasures of life, and produce no mature fruit. But This is for us. Come on. But the seed in the good ground, these are the ones who, having heard the word with an honest and good heart, hold on to it by enduring, produce fruit. I'm not sure that's a word we often want to fall in love with, enduring, being a Christian who can endure. But we would all want to sign up for good fruit, something that lasts. See our seeds grow, the investment do more than we could ask, think, or imagine. Well, when our lives are planted in the good soil, which is Jesus, there will be hard times. And as we endure, we produce more fruit. James puts it this way, James 1:2, consider it great joy. What kind of great joy, James? Tell us this morning. What kind of great joy are we going to? I want to know, what kind of joy is he talking about? My brothers and sister here, he's saying, come on, family, element. Whenever you experience various trials, like, buzzkill, great joy during trials, James, that must have been a typo. I don't want to read that. I don't want to live that. Sometimes when we read the Bible, we don't want to have a highlighter, do we? We wish we had a permanent marker to just cross out stuff that doesn't fit us. But if we only a la carte God's word, take what we want, leave behind, then we're playing God. But when we let his word transform us, it changes us forever for the better. And so James is teaching us, it's great joy whenever you experience various trials. Verse 3, because you know, he's like telling them, you know that the testing of your faith produces, here's this word again, endurance. And let endurance have its full effect so that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. I want to be mature, complete, lacking nothing. But oftentimes, I'm immature, I'm being a baby, I'm complaining, and I don't want to endure. God, help this storm go away quick. Look at how the Message translation puts it. Consider it a sheer gift, friends, when the tests and challenges come at you from all sides. You know that under pressure, this last year, COVID, it's a pressure cooker. Politics, pressure cooker. The racial, the tension, the battles, pressure cooker. We're feeling it from every side, family, friends, job, all the wonders, all the worry. It's not like you turn on the news and it's great joy about what God is doing. You turn on the news and you think the world is ending now because fear sells, division sells. They're pumping into us all the time. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and it shows its true colors. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way. Parents, we want our kids, don't we, to be mature, not deficient, to be strong, to be ready for life. God, we're his kids. He uses tough times to make us more like him. It shows our true colors. We can all do it when it's easy. It's like the seed that sprouts up really quick, had no root system. So when the storms hit, our roots have got to be rooted in Jesus so they grip in him. Don't waste this past year. Invest it. Well, there's moments when we think it's wasting versus investing. Wasted is when we want to escape, throw it in the trash, just move on. Not let it endure and do its full effect. Because we got to slow down and ask the lessons in the middle of trying times, the trials. What is this teaching me? Well, sometimes we think when it's wasted is when it doesn't feel good. Or we think that God must be wasted. This can't be what God is doing. It has to be what the devil's doing when we suffer. Or when change happens, it's quick to just move on and say, oh, that's wasted. I don't want to invest. Or when there's fear, loss, safety, or risk. or when it goes slower than we want and we don't see immediate results, we might be tempted to say, hey, it's wasted versus it's invested. We're going to be people that are not going to waste this past year. If you find yourself kind of moving on too quick, and even right now you feel the Holy Spirit calling you back to say, what lessons did I learn? Am I ready for the next storm? Do I have faith that endures? And you know what was crazy as a pastor this past year? It was embarrassing, the amount of junk that came out of me during the testing, the fire, the amount of kind of coal-like, you know, they say diamonds are made, you know, from coal under the right amount of heat and pressure. But there was a lot of coal coming out of me. There was fear. There was anxiety. There was worry. You want to protect your children. There was anger when you disagree with people. And I found my mental health at times when I was just like, this is too tough. And I know I'm not the only one. But it was when I slowed back down, as I realized more, none of this season was wasted. I was learning more skills to endure, that God was burning stuff off of me as you to make us more like him in his soil. When we are wasting a disruption to choose our own flesh over what God wants, we start to see the devil at work in everything instead of asking, God, what are you doing in the midst of this? We say, oh, the devil is the one at work. This must be the devil's hand. Well, it's that story where the people are on the sea, right? And they're on a boat. And the people down, I don't know boats well, but they're just down below. It's a big boat. What are big boats called? My only frame of reference is one time a little speedboat and then watching the Titanic. So shout out to you if you know boats. But they're on a big boat, similar to Titanic. And they're down there. They're going to come up because it's getting a little rocky down there. They get all the way up, and they're getting ready to yell at the captain. They're mad at the captain, and they get to the captain's chair, and they're like, why is this? Why are you driving this way? Why are we hitting murky waters? What's going on? And then you turn the seat to yell at the captain, and it's God smiling that he was the one allowing it to happen, and he was teaching them something. Sometimes we see the storms. We see the trials. And we want to complain at the captain. But then we realize it's God allowing it to happen because he's making his kids better. Don't waste this past year. Invest it. And I want to give us a few things, and we can go about our day. And I hope it's not a message that we just move on, but we let marinate, that we take home later. Number one, during trying times, God is always trying to get our attention to invest. He wants us to invest. We took a trip with our family, kind of like the Hazes. Off the grid, getting recharged just with Jesus. We call it the first love trip because our love tank with God and with people was on. I mean, you know when people just say anything and it starts to really aggravate you? You got to re-up. And that's not healthy as a pastor when you're just looking for a fight. Well, we knew we needed to get on a first love trip. I was gracious. I was to be surrounded by a team like Pastor Scott to help empower that trip. And we were in the middle of nowhere. We live in the city of Lansing. Most of our life is in urban context. And then here we are on a lake and with a different phone number. And it's just us, 30 days. And what I realized as I slowed down, more junk started coming out of me. Anger, fears, frustrations, even things years ago. But God met me right there. It was in the secret place that he was trying to get my attention. And I was reminded more than ever, I'm not faithful in waiting for God, but he's always faithful in his coming for me. I just gotta stop, and I realize he's there all the time. Maybe you've heard this one. You know why God whispers? Why does he whisper? Because he's always close. But when we have the world turned up so loud, Satan, the reason he's yelling with the news and the media and the worries and the trials, he's yelling or constantly accusing us, accusing the brethren day and night. You're nobody. You're not. You can't do it. You're not good enough. And he just yells and he shouts. He doesn't fight fair. But we need to turn him off. Slow down. Secret place. God's trying to get our attention. But he's whispering. He's super close. This year, the pandemic, it's not wasted. It is invested. God builds his people through the wilderness. God sifts, he purifies, he tests, he allows us to get the end of ourselves till we realize it's all we need is God. It's more of the inner life than the outer life. During that trip, learn new tools like meditation. I wouldn't have learned that if I didn't slow down. Learn even a new picture for the season. I like fast. Maybe you can see, man, dude's intense. Okay, cool, I'm intense. But the picture God gave me for the season, I just turned 40 this past year. In fact, I'm up on 41. It's coming. COVID's been a blur, but here we are. The picture now, it's a turtle. Jerome, you want to win the race? It's a turtle. And it's God leading me. Number two, people need to hear this more. Endure. Don't give up. Endure. Don't give up. Endure. Don't give up. There's too many outlets to medicate and sedate us. But a marathon runner, don't give up. Romans 5:3 puts it this way. And not only that, but we also boast in our afflictions because we know that affliction, the suffering, the trials, it produces endurance. Endurance produces character. And proven character produces hope. If we were to race together and we started at the starting line, and we looked up, and at the end we saw hope. That's what we're all going towards. Like, yeah, I want hope. I want hope. Well, how does this race start? And then we look down at the line, it says, oh, well, we boast in our afflictions because we know that in our afflictions, so the starting line's afflictions, it produces endurance. Oh my goodness, this is gonna be a long race, isn't it? And then endurance produces character. Wow, I'm being tested. And then as that character continues to work, I get hope. I get hope not in myself, but in the one who is developing us. Suffering is a teacher we hate, but it's where God often teaches us the most. Maturity, it's more attractive than any flash. That's why it's not come to the altar and just get saved and it's a quick fix. Yes, we are instantly made brand new when we call upon Jesus Christ. God, make me brand new. I'm a sinner. I can't do it. You did it. I'll never be good enough. You lived a life I couldn't. You died the death I should have. And I know that when I put my faith in you, that you don't see my sin anymore. You see me brand new. God looks down and he sees his son. When we put our faith in him, we're new creation. But the journey of walking with Jesus is going to be super hard. We don't have to think about that. But it's good. It's good for us because it makes us more like him. Then just like a kid that grows up, you don't notice the growth instantly. We're too hard on ourselves. We won't see the growth instantly. But over time, if we endure, growth is inevitable. It will happen. It does happen. God grows his kids. Number three, when I give up during a trial, I miss its investment to become more like Jesus. Okay, well, we're making this commitment now. It says, well, I wanna invest this year. Well, know this, our trials are never wasted. The stock is never fully down. God will use all things for our good. Everything for those that are in Christ Jesus. So we take this waste trash bin and then we invest it with God. So when there's fear, we now invest faith. When there's failure, we invest God's faithfulness. When there's loss and we don't have understanding, we see that the Father allowed Jesus to be on the cross. And we know he gets it. We have a high priest who gets it. When there's worry, it's an opportunity to invest in prayer. When we think we're wasting our time and it's not happening fast, no. We're waiting upon the Lord's hand to build the house. When we feel like we don't have power, we surrender to the one who is all powerful. And lastly, just a few examples here. Wasted versus investing. When we want it now, we look to eternity. Life is short. Eternity isn't. We talk too much about our life here instead of the life forever that we're going to live with God. And it gives us perspective. It doesn't minimize or kind of discount our pain today, but it puts it in its proper perspective. And that's why we can look at people and we can tell them, hey, endure. Christ is with you. Don't give up. Number four, to not waste this past year and invest it, it's in God we trust. Ultimately, it's in God we trust. He's the one we trust. And then lastly, number five, Jesus did it. And we got the whole stands cheering us on. We do? Yeah. Did you know that? All of the followers in Jesus. Element, you, today, you have the grandstands of heaven cheering you on. There's the famous chapter in the Bible, Hebrews 11. It's known as the Hall of Faith. And in it is all these heroic, if you're walking through like the Hall of Fame for, let's say, Canton, Ohio, for the Football Hall of Fame, and you get all the stories and all the stats, and you're walking by the statues, and Hebrews 11, you're walking by so many different statues and stats that God has used men and women to do some remarkable things. I mean, Moses leading God's people out of Egypt and parting the Red Sea, and Joseph and Abraham, and all these big grand names. And what happens when you read that sometimes, you say, well, God did that then for them. What about me now? There's no way he could use me now. But what's interesting, if you go and read that, is all of them made mistakes, but God doesn't remember them for their mistakes. He remembers them for their faith. That's why many reference it as the Hall of Faith, because they moved in faith, not by what they saw, but what they hoped for. And what they were hoping for was ultimately fulfilled in Jesus. And they longed to see, not the day they were in, get this, they longed to see the day that you and me are in. And at the end of the chapter, it goes right into 12, and 12 begins this way. Therefore, since we have a large cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us lay aside every hindrance and the sin that is so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that lies before us, keeping our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Don't waste this past year. Invest it. And ultimately, how we invest it is by getting down in the starting blocks, in our race, in our lane, as we look to Jesus who's right there. Oh, he's the perfecter. He's the pioneer. He went before me. And he went through a trying, the ultimate trying time ever, the cross. And he did it with joy because on the other side of the cross was victory, victory, victory. He's the king. He's the king. Tetelestai, it is finished. There's no more shame. There's no more fear. There's no more worry. There'll be no more tears one day. We are going to be made. The whole world's going to be made brand new. We're brand new in faith, but then one day it'll be all things new. And all of those heroes of faith, they long to see the day that we're in. Because something better was prepared for us. What was the better thing we had that they didn't have? It was Jesus. They were looking towards Jesus. Now we're in Jesus. And then we're looking where he's seated, which is he's at the right hand of the throne of God. Victory, victory, victory. That's how we endure. We look to Jesus. And you might be watching this today and you're like, okay, I need to re-up and look to Jesus. I've been looking to the news. Maybe I wanted to move on and not even learn from the lessons. Maybe you found yourself like I have these last few weeks and not in the turtle speed, but picking up the speed of the world a little bit. And there's a grace today to meet us. And secondly, you might be watching this and you just don't know Jesus. He's calling you home today. It's him. He's the one you're longing for. He's the answer. God is calling you home. He's the one that destroyed all of the darkness. The greatest injustice that this world ever seen was him hanging on the cross. And he did that because of God's love for you and God's love for me. So I want to pray for the first crowd. And then I want to give people an opportunity to come home to Jesus. First crowd, if you say, man, I just haven't been doing a good job investing in this past season. Investing and seeing that God was using this storm. God was using these trials. If I allow it to cook and teach in the heat, that I'm being made perfect through it. I'm getting character. I pray a grace right now, God, on your people, that you'll use the storms that they've faced, maybe they're facing, or that they will face for your glory. You'll do something great through their life in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. We expect an investment that you'll use and you'll grow us in ways that we can't think or imagine. We want to be in you, be in the good soil. And so we're making a commitment today to endure and not give up. And we pray this in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. And then lastly, hey, if you don't know Jesus, look, and you feel him calling you home today, we're all in the same boat. We are all dead in sin apart from God making us brand new. And it's super simple. You just believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. And we learn this, that when one person turns to God, the angels in heaven throw a party. It's powerful. He's calling you by name right now. It could be in your own words, in your heart, but it goes something like this. God, forgive me. I'm a sinner. I know I can't do it. I'm sorry of all of the evil that I've entertained, and I feel your conviction and your correction. You're not condemning me, but you're teaching me that you are the meaning of life. You're the one that destroyed all the evil, and that I want you to be my Savior, and I want you to be my Lord. And I confess that right now. Make me brand new in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. And when you pray something like that, God makes you brand new. The old is gone, the new is here. And then you say, well, what do I do? Get connected. That's what this is. Join the E-team. Get a part of Element Church. Serve. Get on the website. Go connect. Tell somebody, I want to get baptized. Go public in your faith. Oh, the backyard, our ground that God's given us, when we're faithful there, to the people that he's put in our spheres, he'll use that and use our lives to reach the ends of this world. That's it. Thank you all for allowing me to be with you. And I believe today was a monumental moment where we said, hey, this past year, it was not wasted. It is invested. Have the best day of your lives, y'all.